holidays from Merseyland Alternative Radio. The Rock goes on.
Season's greetings.
All the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. Well, the workshop is gone now, he decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue blitzer. And he took a big bite and said,
to be such a jolly guy. Yes, Virginia, now Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey, little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years.
But now Vixen's in therapy. And the elves all got jobs working for the postal service. And they say Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the movie rights. They talk about the night Santa went crazy. The night St. Nicholas slipped, broke his back for some milk and cookies. Sounds to me like he was tired of getting chipped.
Aha, you're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio. And we're playing some funny things for you today. That's awfully loud, that music, isn't it? It certainly is. We're playing some fun things for you for the next hour with me, Roger D.
Merry Christmas from
M-A-R.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockinest, rock steady beat of madness! One step beyond!
The Merseyland Alternative Radio.
This is Wes and Paul from Three Dead Trolls in a Baggie.
Welcome to How to Buy a Computer. Over the next few minutes, we're going to explain to you a few simple hints that will take the fear out of buying a personal computer.
That's right. You know, Wes, a lot of people out there are asking themselves if they should buy a computer.
Well, I'm asking myself that right now.
Exactly. And the answer is, if you get bored waiting around for the things you own to become obsolete, then a computer is for you.
You bet. Uh-huh. Now, the single most important factor to keep in mind when buying your new computer is size.
Mm.
Get one that's too big to throw out the window, because that's what you're going to want to do at least 3 times a day.
Good point, Wes. That's going to save you big money in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Remember, though, folks, computers are getting smaller and smaller all the time, so it might be a good idea to avoid problems down the road by moving into a basement suite with tiny windows now.
The next thing you'll need to decide is whether to buy a laptop or a desktop computer.
Good point, Paul. You know, a few years ago, all computers were desktop computers, and that means they were compact enough to be operated on a desk, but if you put them on a table or a counter or, God forbid, your lap, they'd shoot deadly beams into your eyes and then explode.
You don't want that.
No.
Now, however, we have laptop computers. The word laptop comes from a Latin expression meaning don't drop this.
Laptop computers are designed to be light and portable so that you can impress strangers on airplanes.
I like to do that.
Yeah.
Whichever type of computer you buy, an important consideration is RAM. How much RAM should you buy? Well, in the words of Ernest Hemingway, buy a lot of RAM.
You know, here's a good tip when buying RAM. Ooh. Think of a very large number. Think of the biggest number you can think of,
okay,
and then multiply it by 8.
Okay.
That's how much RAM you need.
Wow.
Yeah.
RAM comes in bunches of 8. 8 megabytes, 16 megabytes, 32 megabytes, 12,546,112 megabytes.
The reason RAM only comes in bunches of 8 is because inside your computer, the RAM is manipulated by tiny elves who only have 8 fingers.
I like it when elves manipulate things. Make sure your new computer comes with a CD-ROM. This is important because a CD-ROM drive allows you to access interactive versions of encyclopedias, atlases, cookbooks, and other kinds of boring books that you wouldn't normally buy in a million years.
You know, a CD-ROM also allows you to access multimedia.
Whoa, what is multimedia?
Well, multimedia is just like ordinary media, but not as good.
Sort of like this.
Yeah. For example, you could watch a video on your computer, a boring video of things you don't care about, but smaller and more flickery.
It's like owning a TV that's 3 inches wide.
Well, with all this information in hand, you're all set to go out and buy your new computer.
Okay.
The only thing you need to know now, Paul, is where do I buy it?
We suggest you try IKEA, where they have those hollow plastic fake computers they use to show off their desks.
Oh, yes. If you can manage to steal one of those, you'll have a great-looking computer to impress your friends, and nobody will be able to tell it's fake, especially after it's got that convincing layer of dust on it.
Well, that's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yes. And remember, buying a computer isn't something you should be afraid of.
No way.
Even if you make a mistake and get the wrong one, it'll be obsolete so fast it just won't matter.
Good night.
M-M-A-A-R-R.
Yeah. A used pink bathrobe, a rare mint snow globe, a smurf TV tray I bought on eBay. My house is filled with this crap. Shows up in bubble wrap most every day. What I bought on eBay. Tell me why
I need another pet.
They love me on eBay.
type who is liable to snipe you with 2 seconds left to go. Whoa, got PayPal or Visa, whatever'll please ya, as long as I've got the dough. I'll buy your tchotchkes, sell me your watch, please. I'll buy,
I'll buy.
Indeed. Weird Al Yankovic, eBay song. Ah, quite a thing to follow up the three dead trolleys in a baggie with how to buy a computer. You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio, having a giggle this Christmas time. Hope you're enjoying the music. I'm Roger Dave. If you'd like to write to us and wish us Merry Christmas or anything else for that matter, you can write to us at mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. If you can't hear us very clearly because of a Spaniard or something similar, then you can always listen to the web stream at www.mar1386.com. This is Albert Hammond and Free Electric Band.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Albert Hammond and the Free Electric Band. You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio, playing the best in music for you this Christmas time, and I hope you're enjoying it. My name's Roger D. You can write to us at mar@rock.com. People keep saying, I'll give you no reason to. Well, my reason today is you could wish us Merry Christmas.
Tina won't buy me a pair of designer jeans. No redwood hot tub to my name. I got all that I want, and if it's all the same to you, I don't need a course in self-awareness to find out who I am. And I'd rather have a Big Mac or a Jumbo Jack than all the bean sprouts in Japan.
Like, wow, man, can you relate?
I'll be mellow when I'm dead. 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 I'll be mellow when
I'm dead. I love that. That's Weird Al and I'll be mellow when I'm dead. You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio. Having a giggle this Christmas time. I love it. Before that, we had McGuinness Flint and When I'm Dead and Gone, which, they're sort of tenuously linked. What should we do now? We'll have a bit of Alice Cooper anyhow. Like our current government, he wants to be elected.
Yeah. SMAR 1386.
Christmas turkey, you can start fit. Roast potatoes, sprats and all. Who's this geezer? Father Christmas. He got stoned and lost control. Hey, Santa!
What?
Leave the booze alone. Drunk so much that he drove his sleigh through the wall.
Stuck on the top of the tree.
What a shame!
They switched on the lights and bang went my tights. Then my legs fell off. One, two, three.
One, two, three.
A chocolate soldier called Nigel.
He's nice.
He didn't like fairies, he said.
Nasty.
I know it sounds daft, but I had the last laugh when somebody bit off his head.
Oh, we are the gnomes and the goblins who come down from Greenland each year. We sit on the shelves and beat up the elves and all have a happy new year. That's nice. Christmas turkey, you can stuff it.
The Baron Knights from 1979. That's, God, that's a long time ago, isn't it? Oh, 30 years ago. It doesn't seem like it. But anyhow, you're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio on 1386 kHz on the medium wave with me, Roger D. If you'd like to write to us and wish us Merry Christmas, you can do it at mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. On with Susie Quattro now. I think all can. The can.
Yeah!
I shudder to think of all that is. That's Susie Quatro, who looks younger every time you see her. Very strange indeed. Oh, right, anyhow, that was Can the Can. Oh dear, any of the Nirvana fans here? Hope not. Yeah, that's Weird Al again. Smells like Nirvana, indeed it does. Very good indeed. Right, okay. Bit of Status Quo for you now, anyhow, down the dustpipe.
Rolling. The Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Laugh and laugh. Now I think about her day and night, and when I'm in the bath,
dirty.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
I won't laugh at you when you boo-hoo-hoo, 'cause I love you. I can't turn my back on the things you like, 'cause I love you.
The Slade for you there, I think, all 'cause I love you. Ooh, I'm running out of time rapidly. Time for a bit of culture.
In the village, hidden deep in the valley, the vicar went to morning prayer. He found that it was raining, there was something in the air.
The marble font was overflowing, there was water everywhere. Up to the ceiling and found
it wasn't there.
Bum, 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 bum.
All the chapel lead was
bum,
missing,
bum,
and the rain was pouring
bum,
down.
Bum,
when they asked who could have done it,
bum,
they all blamed Jimmy Brown.
Bum,
and the little congregation.
Bum,
raise the sunshine from above,
bum,
cause the temporary corrugation
bum,
made them wet to saturation
bum,
till they thought the place might part.
In the village, hidden deep in the valley, one cold and rainy Monday morn, the police were out there searching, but Jimmy Brown had gone. When they eventually found him, this is what the poor boy said. I only pinched the drain pipes,
someone else nicked all the lead.
Bum, 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 bum.
And the chapel lead's still
bum,
missing. pouring down.
Bound,
they're sure who is the culprit.
Bound,
the lead still can't be bound.
Bound,
and the little congregation.
Bound,
piece of sunshine from above.
Bound,
but their constant meditation.
Bound,
for restoration of the little judge they love.
Please come along with me now. This friendly word they said that morn. They slammed him in the cooler, wishing he had not been born. But when the sarge took him his supper, he found the cell was bare. He looked up to the ceiling. Of course,
it wasn't there.
Bum, 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 bum.
And the chapel lead still
bum,
missing.
Bum.
And the rain still pouring down.
Bum.
And the organ isn't playing.
Bum.
Cause the organist is drowned.
Bum.
The collection box is missing.
Bum, bum.
And the vicar can't be found. And the little congregation needs a lot of medication, because the church has fallen down,
down, down, down, down, down, down, down.
Like to buy new shoes, and others like driving trucks and wearing tattoos. There's only one thing that they all like a bunch. Oh, girls, they wanna have lunch. Oh, girls just wanna have lunch. I know how to keep a woman satisfied when I, without my diner's card, their eyes get so wide. They're always in the mood for something to munch. Oh, girls, they wanna have lunch. Oh, girls just wanna have, that's all they really want, some lunch. Don't ask them to dinner or breakfast or brunch, cause girls, they wanna have lunch. Oh, girls just wanna.
Indeedy, that's Girls Just Want to Have Lunch. I'm Offsky. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I'll be back soon, sometime. Anyhow, it's Merseyland Alternative Radio. You can write to us at mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Come on, give us a Christmas card or something similar. Bye for now. It's Christmas at Ground Zero.
The sleigh bells are ringing and the carolers are singing while the air raid sirens blare. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. The button has been pressed. The radio just let us know that this is not a test. Everywhere the atom bombs are dropping, it's the end of all humanity. No more time for last minute shopping. It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. On your rooftop or Jack Frost on your windowsill, but if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day. It's Christmas at Ground Zero, just seconds left to go.